adage Gucci. And a
adage.
Say your name.
Zachary.
Adage.
All right. I may steal that one from my very own. Yes, very
Trust
quickly.
Gucci, but verify.
Yes. No. But no. That's wrong. It's there's a period after Bucci. Trust Bucci.
But
trust.
Verify.
No. Trust Bucci and then trust Bucci. That's it. There's two of them. You don't need to verify. Well, what's the point of trusting someone if you have to verify? Right.
That's healthy.
Okay. Thanks, Zachary.
Hey,
that was
thank
a good
you,
one. Bucci. Yeah. Goodbye. Caller Eagle Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Wheels.
Huh?
What's going on?
Not much, Wheels. I'm just talking. I'm just trying to make this show better and more wise, and with the help of some callers. So, what do you got, Wheels?
Yes, yes. So, how about, you know, people say go big or go home. Why can't you go big and go home?
Go big and then go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like
I mean, I want to go home after I go big, so...
Yeah, that's great.
Can we do both?
Because, you know, you go big or go home, but you go big and go home, that's like you're leaving on a high note. Like, you know, they tell performers, and they're like, go off on, you know, your biggest hit. Go off on your, you know, on your big hit. You know,
yeah,
Endless
exactly.
Summer by Taylor Swift. She always ends with that song. Oh, that's a good one.
Why should it be an option? Yeah.
So go big and go home.
Yeah.
And then like a swear, and then like a curse word, like MF, like go big and go home MF, right?
That's it.
Okay. Yep. What's your name? Oh, yes, I remember. It's Wheels. So say your name.
Wheels.
Adage.
That's a Wheels adage. And all of these adages by these people, I haven't really vetted them, so I've written them all down. I'm going to look into them and make sure they don't contain anything hateful in them because I don't know. I said guys at the top of the show, and apparently everyone took it literally. But let's get some other thing. Someone other than a god dudes. Just because I need to have the spectrum here, you know, of wisdom. Because, you know, no offense, but men are idiots. Caller Eagle Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yep. Hey, who's this?
This is actually Tom, which is a guy.
That's fine.
But the adage is actually from my grandmother. So
okay.
This might work.
This I like.
It's interesting. My grandmother's name was Peg.
Okay.
Yes, Peg.
Okay, Peg. Is that the adage?
And the adage, it's interesting. She'd say it about anything, even if you're having a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But the adage is, money goes to money.
Yeah. So wait, what do you think she meant by that?
Well, usually if someone would win, like, let's say a 50-50 raffle, and it would be somebody that was maybe a little bit, you know, had a nice car or just a car that's running, she'd be like, huh, money goes in money. Or if it was, like, a family member or somebody.
Yeah.
It depends.
So it's almost like bad money follows bad money, you know, like you kind of, like, you know, throwing away good money after bad or whatever. Something, some version of that, huh?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. All right. Well, that's a great one. So what's your grandmother's name?
Margaret, her full name was full name, but she went by Peg.
Okay, so that's right. You said that. I'm sorry. So say, because I'm not going to give you the credit. I'm sorry,
no,
Tom.
Hers.
So say her name, and I'll put it into scripture.
Okay. Margaret Marie.
Adage.
That's a Margaret Marie, a.k.a. Peg, adage. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Joe Magasco, WFMU's own Joe Magasco, he said his was don't sweat the small stuff, which is a joke because that's all he sweats. It's just like he's like up all in the small stuff. That's his bread and butter, literally. Caller Eagle Bucci.
Hello, is this Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Jerome, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jerome. What do you got?
This is such an exciting topic because there's so many adages. But here's an original.
Sure.
If someone treats you like they're the king of the toilet, buy them a jelly donut.
So...
Do you want me to explain this?
Yes, I do.
Sure. So the phrase king of the toilet refers to someone on a high perch who believes they have authority over you, like a security guard.
Yes.
So the security guard's hassling you while you go into a building where you clearly are supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
walk out of the building and return with a jelly donut and say thank you for your kindness.
So wait, what's the I understand the king of the toilet thing, but what's the jelly donut allude? What is that in this adage?
Well, you can use a jelly donut for a lemon cake. It's really whatever's available.
So give the king of the toilet some food from a bodega, basically.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That's a good summary.
All right. Just say your name and we'll make it an adage.
Jerome.
Adage.
Adage.
All right, Jerome. Cody Gabooch, real quick. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, real quick. What's your adage?
Yes, this is a philosophical head scratcher.
Jesus Christ.
It is everything that can happen, will happen, and has already happened.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, that's good. It puts things in perspective. And this call put things even more in perspective. So now I have my super perspective. Thanks, man. Micah, do you have an adage? Do you have a phrase that you like using? You ran over here. You're so excited. What do you got?
Cats can have a little salami.
Yeah, that's good. What does that mean to you? Or is it literally cats just give a cat a little salami? You know, or it's just like, you know what? It's a little treat. Treat yourself. That's what it's going to be. It's called a treat yourself. It's a Micah.
Adage.
Call it Gabooch real fast.
You should do what you should do.
You should do and you should do. You should do. I like that. That's another one that's kind of cyclical. What's your name?
Sarah.
So say your name and then I'll say adage.
Sarah.
Adage. That's a Sarah adage. An S-A, they're going to call it in the history books. All right. Thanks, Sarah. All right, that was a good, and now we have to do the most important one of them all, the most important, the ultimate adage, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Thank you very much for making this show wiser, stronger, you know, with more words in it. Next show we'll have all the words. Up next, Music of My Control with Micah. He's back. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
Thank you. Turn around. I know that sound. It carries her name. The king who loves mystery. And comes very night. Thank you.
Good evening, Starseed. Welcome to the music of mind control. I am your commander in chief. My name is Micah. Here with you every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, bringing to you the latest and greatest in music culled from the depths of mysterious regions unknown, new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical persuasion, enlightened beings of the invisible realms. We just heard Fred Bell. Last week, if you were here, I played a UFO manifestation hypnosis exercise by Brad Steiger. Now, what we just heard was the soundtrack to a book written by Brad Steiger called The Fellowship, all about Fred Bell. So it was sort of the ultimate vanity project. I think Dr. Bell was so tickled that someone wrote a book about him that he had to write a soundtrack or perform a musical accompanying soundtrack to listen to while you read the book, or something ludicrous like that. Fred Bell was a UFO contactee, supposedly contacted by Semyase, who is the same Pleiadian ambassador, female ambassador, who was also corresponding with Billy Meyer in Switzerland. I guess she was doing both of them at the same time. Pun intended. He also was a inventor. Patented the so-called famed first wearable nuclear receptor that was powered by pyramid technology, ancient pyramid technology. Paradyne was the name of his wearable pyramid technology company. I think he also made things that you could wear that would allow you to travel in time. Quantum entanglement devices, Andromedan holographic projectors, devices that will unwind your DNA so that you can enter the fourth dimension. He is no longer with us, but apparently his daughter is still operating Paradyne Technologies. You can order Fred Bell's holographic fourth dimensional pyramid paradigm jewelry from her, and you can travel into the cosmos, into the invisible realms. And also, I mean, he called himself a musician, but I mean, based on what we just heard, obviously he was just pressing some keys and playing with filters and doing some stream of consciousness, new age gobbledygook. You get the picture. 1988, The Fellowship. A musical accompaniment to the book all about Fred Bell and other contactees, but mostly Fred Bell by Brad Steiger. Okay. We're going to stay in the Pleiades, actually, for the time being. And from Barbara Marciniak. Barbara was a trans channel, or is a trans channel, and made contact with the Pleiadians back in the late 80s, early 90s, wrote an incredible book called Bringers of the Dawn, which I think was sort of a seminal New Age channel text in which the Pleiadians, the Space Brothers, really made themselves known to us and started telling us what their plan was for us in terms of our spiritual evolution as we enter a higher frequency epoch. Really amazing. Even if it's phony, I still consider it an amazing channeled text. And she's still doing it. She's still channeling the Pleiadians. They are unveiling the cosmic knowledge teachings that encourage expansive thinking and personal empowerment. She collaborated with a DJ a couple of years back and did a release entitled Interstellar Intelligence. We're going to hear a track called Frequency Control. Once again, this is Barbara Marciniak with the Pleiadians. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, we get the picture. Not necessary to listen to the entire thing. It's just redundant, as most EDM music is. 10-minute track, not necessary. Doesn't really take us anywhere. Just kind of flat. Subpar, I'm afraid. That's probably the worst track on that album. I don't know why I decided to play that one. Oh well. Mama said there'd be days like this. Barbara Marciniak and the Pleiadians and some unknown DJ, I guess, that she decided to collaborate with. Frequency Control. Actually, we're going to play something probably equally odious at this point. So, I don't know. Quality control isn't so good on this program, as I'm sure most of you know. Want to play this record from Mara Jen. This is another Campus Crusade for Christ record. Notorious Christian cult that would rope in young people from college campuses. They would set up booths outside college campuses, rope in young, curious minds into the fold, get them hooked on Jesus, and just sort of enslave their minds make them go out and clean toilets for 25 cents an hour or whatever. You know the deal. Still around, although it's no longer Campus Crusade for Christ. It's CRU. C-R-U. That's, you know, they're getting hip with the kids on the street. Shortening the colloquial vernacular. So Mara Jen, this is a record from 1979 when they were still Campus Crusade for Christ. Very wholesome. This is a terrible record. Just really cheesy white bread. White bread, American cheese on white bread with Hellman's mayonnaise. That's the food equivalent of this record. But somehow, I find it less annoying than that EDM track. But you will probably think otherwise, but, you know, them's the breaks. Okay, I'll be right back. Here again is Mara Jen from the Campus Crusade.
kept the truth locked up inside. I've really been a miser. I've ignored the tears they've cried right outside my door. And I don't believe I want to hear the crying anymore. I go to church week after week and hear the preacher preaching. It seems with every word he speaks, it's me he's trying to reach in. He says that all the things I seek are things I should ignore. And I don't believe I want to hear his preaching anymore. But I can't get away from things the way they are. I've tried every day, but I haven't gotten far. And I've played every game, but it's too hard to win. So here I am, Lord, in my shame. Can we begin? See it now. I've always been a taker. I've said the creed and made my vow, but only been a faker. But if there's a chance to take a bow to the life I've lived before, I don't believe I want to be a faker anymore. 'Cause I can't get away from things the way.
Pretty cheesy, I warned you. Marijan from the Campus Crusade for Christ cult. Obviously, one of the youthful minds manipulated, taken off of a college campus to serve Jesus full time, make awful cheesy records in the late 70s from a record she put out for Campus Crusade called Sweeter with Time. Faker and Who Do You Think I Am? want to play another piece of music that came out of Unity. Unity being the age-old, well, not, it's about 100 years old, which is pretty old. New Thought movement, American New Thought movement, started by Charles and Myrtle Fillmore in 1889. This is part of that whole movement that came out of Transcendentalism and spiritualism, essentially the concept that the mind is the master of all things. Mind is the creator of our reality. It is also the key to solving all of our problems, overcoming illness, bad luck, strife, you name it. Everything can be reduced to mind, mind power, mind dynamics. And this was a big thing in the early 20th century. Of course, Christian Science is probably the most notorious thing that came out of this philosophy, but there were other less inclusive movements, more holistic, more sane, I would say, or more spiritually profound, perhaps, movements such as Unity, Religious Science. There's a whole slew of them. Psychiana. So Unity is still around. And a lot of music has come out of it. I want to play probably my favorite artist from Unity, Al Yankee. I don't know how to frame or put him in any kind of context, because this one's a real banger. Just throwing him out of the park, I would say, into another whole universe. So I'm just going to let Al sing for himself, and you will be able to pick up on the clues, I'm pretty sure.
What goes on dog. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready to roll? Feel it move down to your soul.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Here to burn. My soul is in no danger. Thanks for your concern. I know you're well intentioned, and you're all right by me, because you're one with all that is, all that was, and that will be. Because you're one with all that is, all that was, and that will be. Missionary urge. No savior needs to save me. No demons here to purge. You see, we're all connected. Me to you, and you to me. We're all just one with all that is, all that was, and that will be. We're all just one with all that is, all that was, and that will be.
separation. We connect in harmony with one singular creation. So it is, so let it be.
Imagine God above us, and in everything we see, in the eyes of those who love us, and in those who disagree. Imagine higher power you can find it all around, in the fragrance of a flower, in a
singular creation. So it is, so let it be. But it's time for reparation, time to set our spirits free. And if there's no separation, then I think I'll start with me. Now I understand the answer, understand what it's about. Life's a dance and I'm a dancer, here to sing and laugh and shout.
Genius of Al Yankee. Pushing banality into higher levels of songwriting. Or should I just say art making? I mean, come on. It's just masterpiece. Masterpiece of praise and worship. Al Yankee from the Unity Religious Movement, New Thought Denomination. We heard Unity Song, One With All That Is, and Are You Ready? Gonna round things out with some music from Focolare, yet another Christian cult. This one came out of Italy during World War II. It's a little busybody by the name of Chiara Lubich. Went around Trento, northern Italy, I guess it was such a dire time that she thought it was a good idea to unite all Christian denominations under one umbrella, but mostly Catholic. Mostly Catholic. This is known as the super Catholic cult, Focolare. I guess on paper, it sounds like a good idea. But apparently, there has been charges of abuse of authority, mind control perpetrated on many of the members, sex crimes against minors, you name it. A lot of the Italian Christian rock of the 60s and 70s can be attributed to Focolare. We're going to hear something from the early 80s, actually. This was just a impromptu performance. It's not from a record. It's just a tape that's sort of been recycled and handed down over a period of time from a group called Gen Sprint, one of the many Gen groups that came out of Focolare. And that's going to be it for me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Dimmi perché c'è il dolore quando il mondo cerca amore. Una parola solo mi hai dato come risposta ai miei perché. Ti dico ama, se vuoi capire, vedrai la luce sgorgare in te. Ama, ancora dici a me, ama e capirai il perché. Ama, non resterai. Veniamo alla batteria Francesco, Roberto e Marco.
Ama, ancora dici a me, ama e capirai perché. Ama, non resterai dolore, troverai l'amore.
La partire alla cabina di suono a Benaì.
Rui,
io sono Chico.
Elettrica, Ton.
Tenda o tapo la diwa, aliwa o Thank you.